Is FDA-backed elastography poised to replace biopsy as the driver of MASH drug development? Find out about this and more at today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you today from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. The FDA has accepted liver stiffness measurement by vibration-controlled transient elastography as a reasonably likely surrogate endpoint for clinical trials in MASH. This marks the first time a non-invasive biomarker has been endorsed as an alternative to liver biopsy for assessing disease progression and treatment response in non-cirrhotic patients with moderate to advanced fibrosis. A liver biopsy has long been the gold standard for evaluating fibrosis, but its invasive nature has limited trial recruitment and discouraged patient participation. By contrast, elastography offers a safer, repeatable method that correlates with fibrosis severity and may predict clinical outcomes, including risk of liver-related events and all-cause mortality. The FDA noted that adopting this biomarker could broaden trial enrollment, ensure representative populations, and accelerate the pace of drug development. This regulatory shift comes as MASH drug development intensifies. For clinicians, it underscores the growing role of non-invasive technologies advancing liver research and patient care. In our next story, we learn about a large cohort study from Japan, published in the Journal of the Endocrine Society, that reports that both skipping breakfast and eating late dinners are linked to higher risks of osteoporotic fractures. The analysis included more than 927,000 adults drawn from a national claims database. Researchers found that people who regularly skipped breakfast had about an 18% higher risk of fracture. Those who ate dinner within 2 hours of bedtime had a roughly 8% higher risk. When both habits were presented together, the likelihood of fracture rose by nearly one quarter compared with individuals who ate breakfast and avoided late dinners. The associations held even after accounting for age, sex, body mass index, comorbidities, and other lifestyle factors. Notably, breakfast skipping and late dinners often occurred alongside smoking, heavy alcohol use, poor sleep, and lack of exercise, suggesting a cumulative effect of unhealthy behaviors on bone health and fracture prevention. And finally, a new global systemic review and meta-analysis presented at the 2025 European Society of Cardiology Congress suggests that shingles vaccine may reduce the risk of major cardiovascular events. The review included 19 studies, of which 9 were pooled for meta-analysis, covering both recombinant and live attenuated zoster vaccines. Across these studies, individuals who received the shingles vaccine had a lower likelihood of heart attack and stroke compared with unvaccinated individuals. The reduction was approximately 18% in adults age 18 and older, and about 16% in those 50 and above. In absolute terms, this translates to roughly 1 to 2 fewer cardiovascular events per 1,000 person years of follow-up. While these findings are encouraging, most of the evidence comes from observational studies rather than randomized trials, limiting causal interpretation. Still, they support a growing view of vaccination as a potential fourth pillar of cardiovascular disease prevention alongside blood pressure, lipid, and glucose management. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.